All right, so we'll say page Lamed Tes, section Mem Dalet. So again, just to point out, as much as we finished off the last section, this is still a continuation. So it's a new chapter, but it's still a continuation of what we're learning. So look what he writes over here. And this actually is probably the point that we have been working towards for a while now, that somebody inevitably asks each and every week in this year. La'achar shebeirarnu, shechobas ha'adam ba'olama v'tachliso. After we've established that the obligation of a person in this world and his tachlis, his purpose, he lihios karo v'davak ba'akadosh baruch hu, is to be close and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulekach tzricha lihios kol ma'aseis chayav, and this has to be the entire essence of my life, ata ninase lahaschil leva'er es derech ha'chayim, keitzad yichye ha'adam alei ha'adamos ba'olam hazeh, Bitzur and the Chona, Shetavi Oso Lematzav, Shal Kirvas Hashem Udvekas Bashem. So, was it right? Now, the $1 million question. Now, after we've established that Tvekas Bashem, Kirvas Hashem is the essence, what's been our problem this entire time? How exactly do you accomplish this? Meaning, I understand if you tell me that I'm supposed to be in a state of Kirvas or Tvekas Hashem on Yom Kippur. Totally Mekabel that. Even Rosh Hashanah. Even a Shabbos, a Yontiv, but how am I supposed to do that on Monday through Friday, right? What exactly is it that I am supposed to do? How am I supposed to accomplish this sense of Dveikus Bashem? When he says this lesson of Ale Adamos, I'm a person who just simply lives in this world. I'm a regular guy with regular responsibilities. How exactly do I establish this sense of Dveikus Bashem? So look at what he writes. He says, Anu Nichtov Dvarim Pshutim. He says, we're going to write very simple things. Shepashtus nira la'adam shukvar yodea osam, chule v'chule. We're going to talk about such simple ideas over here that we're going to scratch our heads and say, this is so obvious, I already knew this, right? For this, I'm staying up past 9 o'clock. So look what he writes. Ulam be'emes mi shemeven es ha'avodah ha'penimis. But the truth is, a person who truly understands what we call avodah ha'penimis, this inner avodah, right, so everybody knows in life that the real essence, the real avoda of man, is to work on the simple things. And I will say, the truth is, this is not just a yisod within our avodas Hashem. It's the truth is within all relationships, right? We know. So for example, what's the difference between an exceptional marriage and an average marriage? What's the chilik? What's the distinction between the two?
Dangerous.
Too many blank stares. So here, let's work backwards.
Go from average to good.
Yeah.
Manageable.
You know what? I'm going to make this a rhetorical. Why not? I'll handle this one. So what's interesting to note is the following. So let's work backwards. Everyone knows that what makes an exceptional marriage exceptional, it's not what you get your wife for your anniversary or for her birthday. Those are all very nice things. What makes a marriage truly exceptional is the little things a person does each and every day, right? A person compliments a spouse. A person... It's good. It's good you came, right? So a person compliments a spouse. A person goes in and helps out. A person, you know, the little thing. And we know it takes, very often we learn this by trial and error. But over time we come to learn that, again, of course the gifts are very nice and very wonderful. But those are not the things that really create a truly beautiful relationship. It's the day-to-day little things. And the truth is, it's the same thing in Avodas Hashem. 100%. For everything. The truth is, you could apply this paradigm in everything in life, that very rarely is it like the major huge events that go ahead and make a defined relationship, but it's the small day-to-day things. See, right, it's the same thing with the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, so Soloveitchik often quoted, he said that, you know, everybody puts an emphasis on dying al Kiddush Hashem. Right, dying al Kiddush Hashem, right? It's the ultimate actualization of one's true avodah. So the Rav wrote, you know, there's something much harder than dying al Kiddush Hashem, and that is living al kiddush Hashem. You know why? Because dying al kiddush Hashem, you can only do once. You can only do once. Right? Living al kiddush Hashem, every single day, that's an avodah. So again, but yet this avodah is not comprised of the major spiritual accomplishments or events, but the small things that we often assume are pashut. Kimo shekasa Ramchal bereish tefron misil Hashem ki yadua, as Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato writes in the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, the kama depashit tfei ma'alya. This is such a beautiful, beautiful statement. Sometimes, the more simpler the thing, the more profound and impactful it is. A wonderful, wonderful line. Kama depashit, the more simple something is, tfei ma'alya. It's worth even more. Hanakuda. I have to tell you an amazing story about this. This is a Maisa Shahaya. I'm going to have to use this in a drasha sometimes. So if you happen to be at that drasha, you'll pretend like you're in it for the first time. Was it last week where the schools opened late because of snow? I think so. It was last week. So I come home after davening, and my youngest daughter is there. She said, "Tati, you know, we don't have school until whatever, it's 10:30, 12:30. Can we get Dunkin' Donuts? Could we get Dunkin' Donuts?" So, all right. So I said, okay. I ran back out. I brought home. So I brought for my three youngest, and it just I'm not usually good at remembering details. I happen to remember that my second youngest daughter liked strawberry frosted donuts. I don't remember how I remember that, but whatever it is. So I brought a donut. I'm telling you, you would have thought. She said, "Tanti, you remembered. You remembered." I'm telling you, I could not believe it. It was such, this was, what is it, like 53 cents, whatever it is. But the fact that I remembered that she liked strawberry frosted donuts, like that to her was such an incredible thing. That's the Mesilas Yesharim saying. Kama depashit, sometimes it's the simplest things in life, tfei ma'alya, that carry the greatest amount of weight. Hanekuda habarura, shetarach lizkar la'orech kol aderechi. The most important point that a person has to remember throughout the journey of life. Shetarach lakachas es hadvarim bipshitos gemura. We'll say, listen to this. You have to understand things in a pashut sense. Ulekaimam bipshitos gemura. We'll say, you understand the profundity of this? Now what happens, I think like he took it easy on us in the first chapter, the first chelik a little bit, like eased us into things, because now he's like, this is like coming out like fastballs here. So what does he say? That sometimes you have to remember the things that are pashut, you have to understand the things that are pashut, and you have to take the things that are pashut and simple, and you have to perform them in a pashtistic way, in a sense of pshitus as well. Kechol sha'odim yikach es hadvarim yoser bepashtus, ken yiskariv yoser le'emes la'kodesh baruch. The more pashut a person is, the more pashut. Now, this means two things. The more a person understands the simple things in his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more he performs them in a sense of pashtus, in a sense of simplicity and wholeness, and just tamimus kait, a person will come closer to emes and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kichol sha'adam b'chol dover yishtamish b'koach ha'cheshbonos ha'radim shebo. And the more a person tries to go ahead and make cheshbonos, make different calculations about everything, v'yinase l'cheshbon kol dover, Kain chas v'shalom yirchak mina emes mina kadosh baruch hu. We'll say, you understand like the profundity of this? That sometimes what ends up happening in life is we overcomplicate things. I don't know if I think I may have mentioned this in the past. I remember when I was little, so we used to spend summers by my grandparents. So my grandfather came to this country after the war. They moved to Vineland, New Jersey. He was a chicken farmer. So he used to have a huge farm. So my brother, my cousins, and I used to go there very often during the summer. My grandfather, Zichron Levrach, used to learn with us in the mornings. And whatever it is that we were learning, so he'd ask him a question, and he always had the same answer. His answer always was, Shteit in the Torah. Right? Zaydi, why is this? Because it says it in the Torah. Shteit in the Torah, that's what it says. So when I was little, I used to think that he just didn't know the answer. So whatever, he's just telling me, you know, look, this is what it says. And then only once I got older did I realize that he was trying to teach us a very important yisod in Emunah and Avodas Hashem. Sometimes you don't have to know why. Sometimes the goal of the Jew is just do. Why? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu told us to do. It doesn't mean that there's not room for understanding and answers. Of course there are. But so often we get so wrapped up in the cheshbonos that we forget that sometimes the greatest enjoyment and the greatest avod of being a Jew is just to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with pashtus. Just simplicity. Not because I'm afraid he's going to punch me. Not because I'm afraid he's going to punish me. Not because if I don't do this mitzvah or learn this piece of Torah, I'm not going to be able to seal this deal. That's childish. But simply because Kadosh Baruch Hu is my father. I love him. He loves me. He asks me to do things. So why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I do it? Sure, should I understand the reasons? Later. But sometimes you forget just the beautiful art of pashtos, of just simplicity in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzarech lahavin, shesolta chayim hafinimim, hu olam shal pashtos nafshis. Person has to realize that the ultimate essence of life, or the secret to true inner life, is finding a sense of spiritual simplicity. Elokain neshama shenasata bi tahorihi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama that you gave me is tahora. Ukeshem sheyelet shuadayin tar, hu mevin dvarim pshutim. And I was the same way, right? You know, again, the same when you deal with a child. So very often a child doesn't understand necessarily deep thought. So your interaction with a child is in a very pashat way. Kina nefesh hapanimish shala adam nekudat harashabo. Tzricha davar dvarim pshutim. This is so countercultural to kind of the way we approach our Judaism, because to a very large degree, we have intellectualized our Judaism a lot. You know, Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this. He said that, you know, if you ask a girl that comes back from seminary today, why does she light candles? Right? Why does a Jewish woman light candles? What will she tell you? What will she tell you? So she'll tell you, she'll rattle off the Rishonim and the Achronim, and one's Keneged Zachar, one's Keneged Shamar, it's Oneg Shabbos, it's Kavod Shabbos, all the different halachas. If you would ask a woman, not even from last generation, but two generations ago, why do you light Shabbos candles? So what would she have said?
Because my mother lit.
Now, Soloveitchik calls this the mimetic tradition. To mimic that, and it's interesting. So if two generations ago, why do I put on tefillin? Well, the truth is my father put on tefillin, right? Or my grandfather put on tefillin because I put on tefillin because that's what a Jew does. That's my mother lit Shabbos candles. So this idea, so what ended up happening is we live in a time of unprecedented Talmud Torah.
Who had greater emunah?
Oh, so that's what we're going to speak about. So we live in a time of unprecedented Talmud Torah, right? It's really, we live in an amazing time where no matter what you're doing or where you're going, so, you know, you go ahead and you could learn Torah, you want to download it, you want to this, you want to that. I was amazed. I gave a lunch and learn downtown on this past Monday. It's amazing to me that you have individuals, again, where attorneys and real estate investors and all this stuff, and yet, like, what do they do in the middle of their day? They learn. Like you realize, like, what a dar we live in. Like, what a generation we live in. So two generations ago, a Jew was hawking his wares, you know, from town to town. And here, members, like, in the middle of the business, they people sit down and learn Torah. So it's beautiful. On the other hand, things have become very intellectualized. And we've lost a little bit of our pashtos, right? Everybody is a Talmud Chacham. I'm sorry. I don't want to chas v'shalom seem to say that the enhanced Talmud Torah is innate. The enhanced Talmud Torah is incredible. The problem is, generally, it's difficult for us to balance things. We usually go to extremes. So, you know, before the war, so the extreme was the mimetic tradition because most people were not learned. Most people were not learned. So the regular person, well, let's say, went to cheder until the age of, whatever it is, 10 years old, then went out, began to learn a trade. So what did he know? He knew what he learned until 10 years old. So he did what he did because that's what his father did. Now, we have incredibly intellectualized Judaism, which is good in many ways, but we've lost a little bit of the pashtos. We've lost a little bit of the simplicity. And what the Mechaber is saying over here is that if you want to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the truth is, You're not really gonna find HaKadosh Baruch Hu with intellectual complexity. You're going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through heartfelt simplicity. You're going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through pashtos. In order to go ahead and awaken this nekuda, this point, this essence of emes in man and his nefesh. She nekuda tarav zaka tzarich lishtamish bekoach hapshitus zohi nekuda mafteach L'chol derech shenidrach baruch Hashem. So listen to what he writes over here. So again, Bossy, so understand, let's keep our eye on the ball. What are we trying to accomplish? We've established in the first section that the most important thing in life is kirvas Hashem, dveikus b'Hashem. And we discussed exactly what that means and how that manifests itself in life and how in reality we don't even have to achieve it. Why? Because we're already in a state, a de facto state of kirvas Hashem, dveikus Hashem. We just have to uncover it. Now we're trying to figure out, great, I know what I want. I know why I want it. Now I have to figure out how do I build it in just to my day-to-day life. So step number one is pashtus. A person has to learn the beautiful art of spiritual simplicity. What does this mean? Section Memhei. Mahi osen ekudah shakol adam tzarach lahasil la'avodba. So, okay, so now that we've accepted that again, the road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Dveikus Hashem is not paved with intellectual complexity, but instead is paved with spiritual simplicity. So where do I start? Like, what's the most simple building block that I start with? So it says, number one, Hi'akar sheish borei olam. You have to believe, you have to recognize, not believe, you have to recognize that there is a creator in the world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakar pshuta berura sheish borei olam. You have to have a clear understanding that there is a borei, there's a creator. Page mem. Bipashtus, now listen, Jose, listen to this. So you're thinking to yourself again, this I stayed up late for, to come with the Zekadosh Baruch Hu, I knew this. Bipashtus nir lebnei Adam, she'es yediya hazu she'esh bor li'olam, tzarech lehodiya le'adam sha'adayin lo zacha lidroch am miftan hayadus. So say, so if I say to you, you know what, the first step in your Judaic journey, a spiritual journey, finding Kadosh Baruch Hu, is to recognize that there is a God. He'll say, very nice, that's great. You know, save it for the NCSY Shabbaton. You know, meaning, like that's a great start for someone who has not yet passed over the threshold of Judaism. Baruch Hashem, we've passed over the threshold. We're living in the home. We've already bought the product. We're in. We're vested. We're doing. You don't have to tell me that I have to start with the recognition that there's a God that's understood in my life. Uba adam kazeh, roi lo dialo lo chiach lo sheish bar liolam, b'chol minim esugin shalachachos. So someone who's new to Judaism, a new recruit to Judaism, so him you have to start by telling him that there's a God. Ulam lo adam, shegodl babay shal ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, sheshormes atarak dosh shema'ot, v'chol yimeim shikuim ba'olam shal Torah mitzos, ma yesh lo dia lahem sheish bar liolam. But I don't understand, for someone either who grew up in an observant home, observant parents, observant grandparents, or even someone who didn't grow up in an observant home, but established for themselves an observant home, I need to start by recognizing that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why do you think I paid tens of thousands of dollars in tuition, right, if I don't believe that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Is that not the greatest hochacha? Is that, why else am I doing it? Hey, so what you're telling me, I have to start with a recognition of God. That seems so elementary, and almost to a certain, it seems like I'm backpedaling a little bit. Like, give me something better. Give me something, like, that's easy stuff. I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi heim, listen to this, v'chi einam yodim los, do we not know that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Ha-machshava ha-pshuta she-nimtes ma-machshava sa-adam, sha-nekuda hazu she-ish bari le-olam, lo-tzarech lavo-klau, v'zeh pashat u-bar. This idea that there is a God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's very pasha to us, very simple, and it doesn't seem to require of me to actually do anything about that. I'm already past that stage. Va'olam ha-avoda shal-adam, maschil minekuda harbe yoser gavoa. You know, like, give me a little Kabbalah or something, some Zohar. You know, something a little bit more intricate than that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. I'm past that. Look what he writes. And this, we'll say, this is so profound. Ulam zo tos. This is a terrible mistake. Ube emes, ka adam chayiv la'avod ala nekuda hapshut hazu. We all have to backpedal what we consider to be backpedaling. We have to go back to the simplest building block. Anakuda pshuta biyoser, the point or the starting point that is the simplest of all starting points, sheyesh borei la'olam. So in fact, we do have to start from the beginning. Step number one in our journey of spiritual simplicity is there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does this mean?
Is he trying to connect the Kirvas Hashem, Zekus Hashem, knowing that Hashem is always there because in the most simplest sense.
That is correct. That is exactly what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. Look at Mebov. Ulam hamachshava hazos, adayin omedes ma'asheva sa'adam, ma chaser li be'emuna, sheyesh bori olam. So now, but again, so let's assume for a moment that we have to start from this level of we have to work on the fact of recognizing that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you tell me that I have to work on something, so what could I infer from that? That I'm lacking something. So if you tell me that I have to work on understanding and appreciating that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, implicit in what you're saying is that I don't fully understand that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that doesn't sound right to me. I understand that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have a doubt. I don't have any issues. So what am I lacking? V'chi ani tzarach lilmod es sistri ha'anhaga v'divrei ha'filosofim. So what are you telling me? That I have to learn a little bit more? You know, I have to learn some of the secrets of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I have to learn Jewish philosophy? Is that what I'm lacking? Remember, again, Rabbi said that can't be what I'm lacking. Why? Because remember, what's the right? Because remember, we're not talking about philosophy now. We're not talking about deep thought. We're working on simplicity. He says, "Lo lezek kavanaseinu." No. Anu medabrim be'emuna pshuta ma'od, simple emuna, emuna sheish bari olam, bichdei shenavin madua mitzarech la'avod kach. He says, let me give a mashal. And this is a great mashal. He says, Adam zachal b'mifal ha'payis $20 million. So halavai by all of us, right? We'll call him Reuven. Reuven wins the lottery, $20 million. Okay, $20 million. Ha'adam ha'zocha, so I'll say, so now if I'm Reuven and I won the $20 million, kol machshavto kavua bazeh. So I have to imagine that if a person wins $20 million, so Pashtas, it's not like, you know, getting like a nice gift for Hanukkah. Oh, that's nice, and then you move on. Pashtas, $20 million, there's an understandable preoccupation with that money. With that money. So what happens? He thinks about the money all the time. Belechto, b'shachvo, u'bekumo, when he's asleep, when he's walking, when he's awake. Hu holich b'rechova mahar b'chach, when I'm walking in the street, I'm thinking about $20 million. Hu shochev lishon mahar b'chach, I go to lay down, I think about the $20 million. Well, and he'll say, he's not faulting the person for that. It's understandable. It's a huge windfall. So of course a person is going to be thinking about that. V'kashala ma'od, lehisnatek min ha'machshav ala zechiyah. I have to imagine that if you're Reuven and you won the $20 million lottery, the truth is, you're not really going to be thinking about anything else, at least for a little while, right? All these people, they usually spend it all, right? So at least until you burn through it, right? So meaning you're going to be thinking about that all the time. You're going to be thinking about how should I invest it, what should I do with it. Listen to this. On the other hand, ha'adam shelo zacha, ulam shama es shmo shela zocha. Who ain't miskavin bekapurabo? So we'll say what happens. So now Reuven's the one who won the $20 million. I didn't. So I know Reuven. I heard that he won. Very happy. But the truth is, I don't have a preoccupation with the fact that Reuven won. It's nice. I heard it. I understand it. But it's not always on my mind. Nisbonin behevdal shebein azocha, ubein shein azocha. So we'll say. So why is it that Reuven will constantly, non-stop, think about the $20 million, but yet I, Reuven's friend, or his neighbor, or his community member, I don't think about it as much. Why is he preoccupied with it, and I'm not? Shneim yodim beber mizacha, both Reuven and I know who won the lottery. Ulam itzel azocha, komach shata shekua v'divuka bakach, ma she'enkin itzel she'en azocha, hu yodea es oso yedem mamish, Ulam hu eino kasher ve'eino davik leidaze zelo toface es komach shaft ulavavo. So Reuven, who actually won it, Reuven, who is embedded in this reality, so his thoughts are preoccupied with the money. But for me, the truth is, my reality hasn't really changed all that much. My reality is the same. So I know the same facts as Reuven does, meaning Reuven knows that he won, and I know that he won. But at the end of the day, my reality has not changed as a result of Reuven's winnings. So what's the nimshal? Minamashal azen naskel v'navin yoser es, page mem aleph, hanimshal be'inyan emuna. Watch this. Now we can understand the nimshal with emuna. Kulanu yodim shiyesh borlam. See, Rabbi saying, there's not a shayla. We all know that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Watch this. Ulam hasheila im zehu yeda ka adam hazocha shalamashal or ka adam sheina zocha b'mashal. We'll say, you hear this so profound. So we all know that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, do I know it like Reuven knows, like he won the $20 million, where there's a constant preoccupation and constant knowledge and constant awareness of this? Or am I like me? The guy who lives down the block from Reuven knows intellectually, I know that Reuven won the money, and I think about it every once in a while, but Lemaisa, it's not first and foremost on my mind. I'm not embedded in that reality. Kilomar, Hayeda Sheyesh Bari Olam, Hu Yeda Shetofes is called Machshafto, Mocho Velibo Shalada. The knowledge that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this something that is always present in my thoughts, that the truth is really like sits on top of my thoughts at all times? O shezel yeda stami, sha'adam yodea zos bevados, ulam hu eva mechuber leida zos b'chol esu b'chol shamamish. Or is it something more like, of course I know it, but do I think about it all the time? Right? Am I constantly aware of it? Im kein, so we'll say, this is a very powerful mashal. Im kein novin, so therefore, if we bring this all together, do we all know that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Of course we all know. Ulam kama anu choshim akach. But Rabbi said, the shayla is, how much do we really think about it? How much do we really think about it? Kama anu michubarim udvuk l'machshav azu. How connected are we to this reality, to this thought? Ha'emuna sheyesh bori la'olam. To have a real sense of dveikos all the time, my God awareness and my understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to almost be constantly on my mind. But in a simple way, just a simple pashtos, I know there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Luzulo yedia klalis shema kefes es kol hachayim bilvad. Ela nitzrach sheyedia zutia hanishmas chayim shel adam bechol rega uvechol isu bechol sha'a. So I say it's a very profound yisod. So essentially, what he's saying is the first step in the journey of pashtos, the first step in the journey of just a simple emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins literally with a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know that God exists, I believe that God exists, but is this something that is always on my mind? Or is it something that at intervals comes up, but the truth is, I don't necessarily have a preoccupation with? And the goal of the Jew is to have a preoccupation, to constantly be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my God. We'll say, this is why, interestingly enough, we've mentioned this before, the Shulchan Aruch begins with what statement? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. Why? Why? Because, again, he's not making this up. This is really like the ABCs of Judaism. Then how does my entire Yiddishkeit, how does my entire Judaism get off the ground and become meaningful? If I recognize that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I don't recognize that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what am I doing and why am I doing it? Right? The Baal HaTanya writes this in the beginning of Tanya. He says that everything in life is about God awareness. It's all about creating a God awareness. And this is what the Mechaber is explaining over here. I could be like Reuven who won the $20 million and be ever present in it, or it could be like a passing, fleeting thought every once in a while. The goal is to have that mental preoccupation with the fact that I recognize there's a Ribono Shel Olam. I'll tell you a beautiful maisa, and with this we'll stop. You know, the story is told, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev. So he married into a very wealthy family. And his father-in-law was supporting him. He was not born, so he was not born into a Hasidic family. So he was living with his father-in-law and he was learning. And he developed a connection with Rav Shmuelka of Nicholsburg. And Rav Shmuelka took Rav Yitzchok to meet the Magid of Mezrich. So he went to the Magid of Mezrich. So he spent the night and he was enthralled by him. He comes back home, he tells his wife, listen, I gotta go pack up and spend a couple of months in Mezrich. The times are very different. She said, okay. Right, you know, so sure, go to Mezrich. You know, she's living with her parents, you know. So go to Mezrich. So he went. So he comes back from Mezrich, and his father-in-law was up in arms. His father-in-law was, because understand also that this is still the beginning of the movement of Hasidus, where there was incredible, incredible tension and animosity between the Hasidim and the Misnagdim. Really not between the Hasidim, really between from the Misnagdim to the Hasidim. So his father-in-law, who was a staunch Misnagdim, said, what are you doing? Like, you have a promising future as a Talmid Chacham, you're going to squander it again with these Hasidim. What do? They drink and they sing and they tell stories. Sounds pretty good, but you know, like you know, like, count me in. Right? You know, so what are you gonna do there? So he asked Rabbi Yitzchak. He said, "Tell me." He said, what did you learn? What did you learn by the Maggid of Mezrich? And Rabbi Yisrael said, this is nice. Rabbi Yisrael said, I learned that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I learned that there is a God. So the follower now is even more upset. He calls out the Jewish housekeeper. He says to the housekeeper, he says, tell me, housekeeper, Jewish housekeeper, you know, who created the world? She said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, listen, if you wanted to know that there's a God, you didn't have to go to Mezrich. You could have gone to the kitchen. Right? She would have told you the same thing. So Rabbi Levi says something amazing. He says, you know, she says it, but I know it. And that's what the Rebbe was saying. And that's what he's saying over here. That there are many things that we say, and even many things that we intellectually know. Perhaps, again, if we were to modify this, Rabbi Levi Yitzchok was really saying, it's not just I know it, but I feel it. I feel it. I have a constant awareness of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. And if you feel that, that is the beginning of a meaningful path relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds simple. It sounds pashut. Because what we're seeing now is that success in our Judaism is not about, again, the intellectual complexity, but is all about the spiritual simplicity. All right, so stop over here. We'll let Mir Tzachem pick up with Mem Zayin and Mir Tzachem next week.